All right, I got a couple questions, several questions actually. I want to test your knowledge, your sage wisdom, the depths of your intellect and prowess. How should I do this? Should I just let people call out, or should I have them raise their hand? I'll have you raise your hand. We'll do it that way, because some of you guys are a little bit sharper than others. First question, how many birthdays does the average person have? Tom? All right, exactly. How many animals of each sex did Moses take on the ark? Dennis?
One.
Any other ideas? Tom? Thank you. Who took him on the ark? I mean, Dennis, even if it was Noah, brother, I mean, come on. Next one. Why can't a man living in the U.S. be buried in Canada? Because he's still alive. I mean, you can. You'll probably get arrested. I'm not touching that. I like my tax-exempt status. Thank you very much. Let's try another one. Farmer has 17 sheep. All but 9 die. How many do you have left? All right. These guys are pretty sharp in here. I'm impressed. Let's try another one. Some months have 31 days. How many have 28? Who said one? Yeah. For those listening on the internet, that was Mary McGlennon. She said one. And that was Dennis Fletcher who said one as far as the ark was concerned. Let's try one more. Clerk in the butcher shop stands 5 feet, 10 inches tall. That's about a little taller than me. What does he weigh?
Meat.
Thank you. I'm impressed, man. You guys got it going on. I think this is the last one.
Nope.
Okay. How many 2-cent stamps are in a dozen? Wow. You guys have caught on fast. Okay, I think this is the last one. There we go. What was the U.S. president's name in 1970? This is a little bit harder. Who said that? Thank you. What's the U.S. president's name? Barack Obama. What was his name in 1970? All right, there you go. One more question. This is a little bit tougher. And I'm going to have to give you a little background before I get into this question, okay? I was going to ask how many guys have heard of Randy Clark, but that's not the question. How many people have heard of Randy Clark? Anybody? A few? Several? Many? Okay. Randy Clark, very prominent evangelist, best-selling Christian author. He has crusades throughout the world, touched millions of lives. He's seen thousands, multiple thousands saved, multiple thousands healed and delivered through his ministry or the ministries of those who are affiliated with him. In his autobiography, he described a time when he was a young man many, many years ago and new in the ministry. And he got married to his first wife sort of on the rebound. He had a relationship that was going on with another woman. It didn't work out. His heart was broken. He met this girl. You know, they got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout, and Johnny Cash can tell you the rest. They started talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out, basically. And things were not good. Things went south really fast. There was fighting and wounding and arguing and just so much friction and tension. As things got worse and worse, his wife wound up just having an affair going off with this other guy. As a result of the affair, Randy filed for divorce. And when the seminary he was attending discovered that he had filed for divorce, they kicked him out of the seminary. Now, he was still allowed to remain as the pastor of the Baptist church where he was pastoring. The divorce went through. Some time went by, and eventually he met another woman named Deanne, who is now his current wife, and he fell in love with her. And when he let it be known that he intended to marry this woman, Deanne, the church he was pastoring fired him from being the pastor because they didn't believe in remarriage. So the question I have for you, well, just by way of information, he later on wound up at another Baptist church, saw many moves of the Spirit there, eventually became a Vineyard pastor. The rest is history. After many, many years, he went on to have Global Ministries. But the question I have for you today, and you don't have to respond. You don't have to have a show of hands or any verbal response. I just want you to answer this in your mind. Was it biblical and proper? Was it biblical and proper for the seminary and the church where he was pastoring to dismiss him because he was getting a divorce initially and later on because he was getting remarried? Was that biblical and was that proper? His first wife cheated on him, had an affair. Some time went by before he met a second wife. Interesting question. Now, I know in the last year or so I've preached some controversial things, things that there are some different perspectives on in the body of Christ, and that may have generated a little bit of controversy. And this week I figured I'd go in the other direction of something, try something just a little bit less, controversial, a little bit less provocative and emotional. Like the subject of divorce and remarriage. I figure I'd give you guys a break and just kind of keep it on the down low. No sense stirring the pot every week, you know. Just kidding. But truly, you know. This thing is so controversial, so heated, so emotional. And because of the positions that people hold, so much is often at stake. I mean, really, when you boil it down, so much really, literally is at stake. This topic touches all of us. We have all been touched, impacted in some way because of this whole issue of marriage, divorce, and remarriage. I was having a conversation once, and the guy suggested that if the church threw out everybody who had a divorce, the churches would be nearly empty. But what do we do with this thing? What does Scripture really say about it? And I raise this question today because as we're going through the Gospel of Mark, as we're making our way through and we get to chapter 10, Jesus himself raises this issue. He was never a man to mince words for anybody. He spoke the truth in love. And he took this head on. And just like today, it caused a little bit of controversy. So we want to unpack this a little bit. We want to talk about it a little bit and find out what does the Word of God really say about this issue. Now, before I get started on that, let me just say this. There, within the evangelical world, generally speaking, I mean, you could probably search enough to find a million different opinions. But generally within the evangelical world, there's four basic views of divorce and remarriage. The first one is no divorce, no remarriage. The second one is okay, divorce, but no remarriage. Third one, divorce and remarriage for limited, specific reasons. And the fourth one, divorce and remarriage for more general reasons, although with caution. And frankly, I don't have time today to unpack all of these and explain them in depth to you. That would take hours. It would probably take days. There's just so much. And you would probably sleep through most of it. So what I want to do today is, rather than taking an exhaustive view on everything, I just want to explain the view that I personally hold, which is the third one, divorce and remarriage for limited specific reasons. It's probably one of the most widely held ones. It is not the only one. The people who hold these various positions all hold them with the conviction that this is what Scripture teaches. They are godly, respectable individuals, reputable individuals. And so, you know, my purpose today is not to slight anybody who disagrees with the position that I hold, but simply to explain that so that you can have a grasp of it and hopefully be persuasive that you would feel confidence that this is in fact what the Bible's position is on this whole topic. But even beyond that, I don't want to just be an information, you know, vendor here today. Because this whole issue goes so much deeper than information. This cuts to the core of who we are as individuals. People die over this stuff. Homicides are committed over the passion involving these very things. People commit suicide over these things. People have nervous breakdowns. People go into deep chronic depressions, alcoholism, and all kinds of dysfunctional, destructive behavior because of the pain and the emotion associated with this thing. People, on the other hand, I don't even have to go any further. I think you understand what I'm talking about. Isn't that true?